Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 4th of November, and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business and hopefully things that will make your business go with a bang this week. Bang, get it? Anyway, first of all, just some good news. This is actually coming from the third best region in the world to visit in 2014. It is something we've known for a long time, but Yorkshire was actually named last week by the Lonely Planet Guide as the third best region in the world to visit. So if you want to come and see us, we'd love to see you. And let's start off with idea one. And this is something that you could do. I actually got an email last week from a client that I did some work with some years ago, Dave, Linda and Rob at D&L Leisure Services. And it was just an update to say thanks very much and progress on what they'd actually been up to. It was great to see it. And I thought one of the things that maybe we don't do enough of is maybe praising and supporting and encouraging and letting our suppliers know what we're up to and what we've done. So why not this week just let one of your suppliers know. Give them a ring, tell them what you've been up to and if you can, thank them. One of the things I'd like to do on that is thank Chris from the business who's actually helped me create a very short little short video. Chris Austin is corporate film creation in Newcastle. I'm just doing a quick show reel. Again, you can have a look on andyhanselman.com to see that. It's a short 3-minute video, just shows what we do and how we do it. Thanks, Chris. Idea two is to dwell on this. Did you know that we are now typically 480% more productive than we were at work 40 years ago? That's due to some research being highlighted by the Centre for Economic and Business Research, suggesting that because of new technologies and the way we've done things now, is that we're much, much more efficient. It's all about price. Interestingly, in 1980, a gigabyte of hard disk space cost about £120,000 in today's money. The current cost of a gigabyte is 5p. And really what I'm trying to sort of say here is, yes, we're getting more productive. They suggest that we could happen to get even more productive in the next few years, but what are you doing to maximise the productivity of yourself and your people? Yes, it's technology, but it's how you actually use that technology. And idea three is to do something about this. When you get a customer complaint, how do you and your frontline people deal with it? Do they ignore it? Do they leave it for somebody else? Do they follow the proper procedures? Or do they pass it up to management? And we all know that how a business deals with customer disappointment can go a long way to retaining customers and getting them to come back for more. And I often talk about Ritz-Carlton hotels and how they empower their staff to spend up to $2,000 to resolve a customer's problem. And I know that people like the story of Joshy the giraffe, and we talk about that. But one of the things that people, I'm sure, do go is £2,000, we couldn't do that. It doesn't have to be £2,000. And I came across a great interview with John Timpson of Timpson's, I've spoke about before, and one of the things that they do, they're a shoe business here in the UK, and they actually allow their staff to spend £500 to rectify a customer's problem without management authorisation. And it's about creating the culture, the Uber culture that they want. And it's a great interview with John, which you can listen to on my website. I've put a link to that. But it also highlights the whole thing about how they've created a culture. They encourage their employees to look the part and put the money in the till, do anything else to best serve customers. And the £500 is just one example of how they do this. I've put together a list of things, but what they really do is demonstrate their dramatic difference by encouraging their people to do this stuff. That's what it's all about. Have a look, see what you think about being dramatically and demonstrably different, and do you create the culture that encourages your people to go that extra mile? Have a great week, and be careful with those fireworks. Bye!